Chapter 2. You're a Hacker. Tony's school was a tall, old building from the 1950s. There was a smaller, very modern building next to it. This was the library. It had a lot of books and also the most modern computers. Tony and Jim went into the older building together, then each of them went to a different class. On his way to the classroom, Tony took his maths book from his locker and went into the classroom. During the maths lesson, Tony imagined his mother's reaction to the incident with Willie Thompson. "If Mum discovers that I was in a fight, she'll be furious," he thought. "She hates it when I fight." Suddenly, the door opened, and Mr. Johnson, the caretaker, came into the classroom. He went to the teacher and said something quietly in her ear. Then Mr. Johnson turned and looked at Tony with cold, angry eyes. But Tony didn't know why. After the caretaker left, the teacher called Tony's name. "Tony, go to the headmaster's office," she said. "The headmaster wants to talk to you." The headmaster was on the phone when Tony got to his office, so Tony waited in the next room and watched the school secretary eat a sandwich. After 5 minutes, the secretary turned to Tony. "Mr. Robinson will see you now," she said. Tony got up and went into the office.
"Sit down, Tony," Mr. Robinson said. "I'm sure you know why you're here."
Tony sat down opposite the headmaster and looked at him. The headmaster was an impressive man, with grey hair and intelligent eyes. "I'm sorry," Tony said, "but Willie started it. He kicked our ball and then..."
"That's enough," the headmaster interrupted, looking at Tony over the top of his reading glasses. "I'm not talking about your fight with Willie Thompson. I'm talking about something much more serious."
"Oh?" said Tony, surprised. He knew the headmaster's opinion of fighting. What could be more serious than that? The headmaster looked at him severely and said,
"I'm talking about hacking into the school's computer system, Tony."
Now Tony was really confused.
"But I..."
he began.
"We discovered yesterday that somebody was hacking into the school's computer system," the headmaster repeated. "And we know that it's you, because the hacker used your library password."
Tony was in shock.
"But I didn't hack into anything," he said, perplexed. "It wasn't me."
The headmaster looked into Tony's eyes for a few seconds, and then said,
"Well, we're investigating the problem. Maybe somebody else used your password. If we discover that you're not the hacker, I'll inform you. Until then, you mustn't use the library computers. Now you can return to your class."
Tony returned to his class, very worried.
"I don't understand what the headmaster is talking about," he thought.
"Something very strange is happening." When the bell rang for lunch, Tony went to Emma and told her about the headmaster's accusation.
"Will you do me a favour?" he asked. "I can't use the library computer at the moment, but you can. Can you check something for me?"
"Sure," Emma said. "I've got some free time this afternoon. Just tell me what you want."
"Well," Tony said slowly, "here's what you have to do."